Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Well, today's cattle futures market was a relatively quiet day for the second day in a row. Ranges from the low to the high, and the feeder cattle were somewhere around $1.20 to $1.60, so that's pretty tight considering all of the volatility we have seen over the last couple of years. It's a pretty quiet trading day here today. Live cattle were about the same, about $1 to $1.50 range from the high to the low. So kind of a maybe the calm before the storm, if you will, but the market's been pretty volatile, so it's kind of nice to have the market slowing down just a little bit. October live cattle and December live cattle were the only bright spots here today, with October the strongest, up 72 at 107.52. It's about 30 off the highs. There was some 107 bid, and I'm hearing some 107 cash trade. There's still some people holding out for 110 on the live cattle. But the live cattle have gained back all of the August 9th Tyson Fire losses, plus a little bit. They've rallied about 15% in about the last 19 trading days for the October live cattle, or just over $14 a hundred. So I've gained all that back. The hogs, on the other hand, were lower today, with December hogs down 87 at 67.22. That's still an ongoing concern through Asia as the...
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Today's grain markets were mixed. We had corn down 3 to 3.5 cents following a Trump administration announcement that they were going to increase the biofuels requirements. Kind of unclear what it exactly means, but they've been going back and forth since the 31 small refineries got the ethanol waiver, how they were going to boost the ethanol demand following that. So the latest policy revealment this morning said that they were going to make it 15 billion gallons a year, try to up some demand by making it in the retail sector. So several things going on there. I wasn't exactly clear what the fallout will be, but the corn market didn't like it. Corn was down about 3 cents. Soybeans finished the day up 4. Chicago wheat was up a penny to 2 pennies, and Kansas City unchanged here. Cotton finished the day up 16 in December at 61.76. The corn and soybeans are still trying to digest the recent weather forecast and when that freeze will happen, and then what impact that'll have on the price of corn and damage to the corn and beans. Right now, the corn market and bean markets are kind of shrugging off the cold weather. There's a pretty high probability chance this week and over the next 10 to 15 days that we'll get a frost, just because that's the time that we normally do get a frost, and the corn's pretty far behind. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.